Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. I'm joined by Ken Sheridan today, who's the CEO of Netcom Wireless. Ken, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Tom.
It's been about 12 months since we last had a chat. You've just reported your results. Tell us what stood out for you in terms of the achievements in the last 12 months. Yeah.
We had the best results we've had in 35 years as a business. So that's record stuff. And we're very, very pleased. We'd spent a bunch of time over the last two to three years investing in our business. And this really gave us some return. So to give you some sort of perspective of that, revenues were up 69% to $182 million. EBITDA was up to 20.5 million from 3.6, sizable. Cash in the bank, we have no debt, so cash in the bank, 27 million bucks. We have a line of credit with HSBC, 3-year committed for $20 million, so we can fund our growth internally. So on all dimensions, we're looking really good. Our growth businesses, which are really our fixed wireless and DPU businesses, perform very well. And even our broadband business, where we sell sort of gateways in home, that was up 18% as well. So across the board, we were very pleased with the results.
So what were the, not to look back, but what were the key outcomes in years gone by, the key decisions that you took that you're seeing reap rewards now?
Yeah. Well, we raised some money and invested in our business, and we're playing with tier one telcos around the world. And when you want to play in that space, you really have to have the capability to do what they need to do. So you've got to make those investments in capital, in people, in quality, and all those things, because you don't get a second chance if you get it wrong. So we've made those investments. We've made them in Australia, in Sydney and Melbourne, made them in Florida as well. We've got an operation over there. And that's really set us up to do well. And if, as I said, if you don't do that, you can't really get to play on a sustainable basis.
Now, we were just speaking off camera a moment ago about your belief in your business model.
Yep.
What provides you with that conviction?
So look, we have some of the best engineers in the world at what we do. We do a whole bunch of world firsts, and we get recognised by very big players in the world to go, that's fantastic. Just the other day, we won an award from NBN in relation to a product called an NCD. That was developed from start to finish in 5 months. That is light speed.
Wow.
In terms of product development, and it is working so well for those guys. We have a lot of work with NBN. NBN got us into AT&T in America because they asked them, who should we use for fixed wireless? Answer, Netcom Wireless. We got Bell Canada as a customer. Why? Because they asked AT&T and Qualcomm, who should they pick? It's us. So we're getting this referral sort of activity taking place. Therefore, we know that what we're doing is valuable to customers. We know that big players like it, and we think where we're going to play in the world, and I'll be really clear about this, we're not all things to all players. We want to be in Australia, New Zealand, the US and Canada, UK and Western Europe. That's where we want to play. We know that we can do business in those places. We know there's demand and there's that referral component that we can get.
So this obviously requires a long-term view, and that's the lens through which you look at when you're talking about the runway for growth for the business. It's at least 3 years.
That's right. We have a multi-year view of our business because today we have three major customers, NBN, AT&T and Bell. We need 10 customers, and we are looking to get that over the next three-year period. What that does is gives you the portfolio effect. So when someone slows down a bit, you know, if you've got 10, maybe two or three, then you're good to go with the other seven. That's our plan. That's called a narrow and deep strategy. Small number of customers, but deep with them in how they do things. Now, if you take a multi-year view of customers in expansion mode, buying more products from you, we're absolutely confident about what we're going to achieve. But you can have blips along the way, some delays can occur, and if you only get a small number of customers, then you're impacted.
Now, when you talk about expanding into other geographies offshore, you know, investors obviously get a little bit anxious because there's the translation effect. How do you navigate that aspect of things?
Is translation in terms of
currencies? You're talking to an American, sometimes you're using the same language, but
separated by a common language,
exactly,
as they say. So what we do there is that we actually hire local people in whatever jurisdiction it is, whether it be a UK-based person, a US-based person, because we understand we have to get the cultural alignment happening. If you don't do that, you're crazy.
How easy is it for them to pick up on the Netcom culture?
Well, we get them to come out to our place in Sydney, take them through, and I visit our operations probably once a month, once every 2 months minimum. So we have really good dialogues between our people, so we actually can speak a common language, and it's really important. And we get told some things that, well, we hadn't thought about that. And that's why we want local guys on the ground who can tell us things. And what we do specifically is, if we're in a carrier, we'll go and hire a person who's got direct expertise from that carrier into our business. So they come with all their relationships, all of their understanding, usually 10, 20 years worth of experience.
Ken, it's always good talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks indeed, Tom.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.